Good morning and welcome to day 29 of our daily Lenten video series. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California. And we are continuing our look at, or kind of spending time reflecting upon God's story, our story, and we're making our way through Mark's Gospel. And here we are on this Monday morning. We're further along in the stories that of what happened while Jesus was in Jerusalem prior to his crucifixion. And today's story, Jesus is sitting across from the treasury and watching people make their offerings as they brought them to the temple. And it's clear that those who were making large offerings, it was obvious they were making large offerings, however it was that they were dropping their money into the treasury, and then this widow comes and brings two coins and offers them, puts them into the offering. And my guess is probably was trying to do it in a way to not draw attention to herself. Churches occasionally will do what they call a noisy offering. I don't know that we've used that term here so much, but we have done what this noisy offering is referred to, which is like a retiring offering at the end of a worship service, inviting folks to give a second offering, not the offering that they gave during worship, but to support a specific mission or need or so forth. Here we've done it in the past on Super Bowl Sunday, and those dollars have gone to a local food ministry to help those in need, and we collect it in soup pots. And when those coins are dropped in, they make a lot of noise because typically what you're asking for is people to take and empty what they have in their pockets and give that as an offering in addition to what they've given during worship. And those coins do make a lot of noise as they clang into those soup pots. And they call that a noisy offering. Thankfully, we often get quieter paper money in those offerings as well. So it's interesting to me. I mean, I look at our offering plates here, and they actually have a felt thing at the bottom that helps make all of it not be noisy, right? But the offering that probably should have or would have drawn the most attention would have been the widow's offering, if it was being collected in anything metal, right? Coins going in there would have been obvious, would have been harder for her to hide. And those offerings that would have been paper offerings would have been quieter. And yet Jesus was still able to see how those who were giving big offerings were giving them and to be able to recognize that they were large offerings. I think this story, this observation, the story really goes to the heart, right? I mean, the widow gives all that she has. It isn't much, relatively, right? Compared to the other offerings that were given, but she gave all that she had. She was very generous with what she gave because she had so little and gave such a high percentage of what she had, while those who had a lot gave a lot, but may not have been in the same high percentage. And she was ashamed, seemingly, of what she gave, and they were proud of what they gave. And I think, unfortunately, we see that when people who give large dollar amounts out of their wealth want their names on a building or engraved in you know, a stone or whatever it is to acknowledge it, when their gift actually isn't as great as a gift of somebody who is much poorer, who gave a much larger percentage out of their more limited resources. It really becomes a matter of where our heart is when we're giving. Are we giving to be seen by others? Are we giving for the glory of God? Do our gifts demonstrate our trust and our faith and our confidence that God is actually the one who provides for all of us, and that we are empowered and encouraged and trusted to steward those resources and then give them back to God in order that they might be multiplied. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 30 of our daily Lenten video series. Take care.